Yeah, I think we beat the subject to death. But yeah, now that you've got a solution, you can be a little bit more. I would try to get a free radio out of it or get some kind of consolation prize. Maybe they'll send you some free stuff, or they'll refund you, or they'll give you, I don't know. Maybe you can get something out of this is what I'm saying, now that you don't really care. And if you can hold off getting money back from it for a little while, maybe you can get it escalated and kind of like bark up the chain, and so that somebody there knows about these type of issues. Otherwise, they're just going to keep on doing it and think business as usual or whatever. But, yep. So when are you going to get your Meshtastic node, like, completely online? You don't have one at your home GTH? Back to you, Dakota, really quick.
Yeah, I'm going to bark up the tree, and that's actually a good idea. My plan was to just get it back, fix, sell it, take that money and reinvest it in a different rig, or, you know, put it back in my pocket since I had to spend that on the 5100. But no, that's a good idea. Maybe I can just be like, you know what, fine, but you're going to give me a coupon towards, you know, of this amount, this value, towards one of your HF rigs. As much as I don't want one, if I can get something out of them, you're right. I'll see what I can do. They offer me a freaking Yaesu hat or a t-shirt, I'm going to freak out. I ordered the proper antenna adapter for my my one node, the first one I built. I'm going to return that giant antenna. I got one of those alphas. And then my new node that I ordered from Rockland got delivered today, so I got to put that together. And then I don't have my T-Deck Plus yet, but I do have my Echo at home, so I'll get one of those online as an MQTT. I know. I kind of took like a step back from that the last couple of days because I've been focused on other stuff. But I need to get those finalized.